This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you,
the Eagles Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
And that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines and let you call in and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about, because nobody does that in America. Like, we don't do that on the radio anymore. Let people call in and discuss whatever they're looking to discuss. So,
is that because we don't want to hear other people's opinions on the radios anymore?
What I've been told is that Free Talk Live's revolutionary by doing what they used to do, by the way. And it's because, well, they're not professional broadcasters.
The callers.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hit or miss here on Free Talk Live, right? Like, you're going to like some callers, you're going to dislike some callers. Hopefully they're introducing some idea that you haven't experienced or giving you some kind of news or that sort of thing. But, you know, that's what we try to do.
And if you disagree, call in and fill in the opposing position.
Indeed you should.
And one of the things that I'm really concerned with about the whole cancel culture is that it might really be damaging our sense of humor. Because, I mean, if an idea is bad enough, you should be able to make a really good joke out of it.
Yes. Okay. So we were talking about cancel culture in the last several segments. And cancel culture is basically the idea that you just need to shut down and deplatform anybody who disagrees with you. And this is the probable, almost certain future of sort of liberalism in whatever its form might be. And I'm going to say that this is what happened with Quakers. All right? Quakers are some of your original liberals. And I am a Quaker, so I've studied quite a bit of Quaker history. This, if you read, so can anybody name a Quaker? Most famous Quaker is?
The guy in the oats box.
Okay. Yeah, not a Quaker. Okay. Just a picture. Nope, not one. William Penn.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I recognize the name, but I wouldn't have been able. I don't know enough Quakers to identify.
George Fox. No?
Nope.
Okay. That's Quaker. So William Penn, most famous Quaker. George Fox, second most. Third most famous Quaker. John Woolman. Okay? I didn't expect you to.
Okay.
At this point, I'm really, you know.
So stopped at William Penn.
I can't tell you famous Quaker number four. Actually, Mark probably the most famous Quaker is Betsy Ross, but nobody knows it.
Okay.
Anyway, well, we'll
most
we'll,
famous Quaker, but not most famous as a Quaker.
Right. So, anyway, John Woolman writes this diary basically talking about how he can no longer be a clerk and be part of selling slaves. And comes to this conclusion, and then he begins, telling his meeting and then other meetings. And this is what sort of, you know, the way Quakers work is that there is no preacher. So he's not talking against whomever's in charge. He's just talking to other Quakers and saying why slavery is wrong. And then they fund him and they send him on to other meetings to talk to them about why it's wrong. And of course, you know, plenty of Quakers own people at this point. I think this is the early 1700s. And
hard idea to get over in that first meeting.
Yeah. Besides all of that really interesting stuff, the diary is about, you know, a lot of other things. And one of the things he's being taught at the time is that one must be sober. And he doesn't mean it in the sense of not drinking, but he does. But he means it in the sense
that's definitely one way out of sobriety.
Right. Not joking. Like no jokes. And who wants to be part of a movement that doesn't have jokes? And this is exactly true about modern liberalism, is that there's just no room for a joke anymore.
A revolution without comedy is a revolution I want no part of.
Yes, well, thank you, Emma. What is her name? Emma Lazarus? Emma Goldman, and that was dancing, yes, was the quote. Let's go to Lance calling in from Kansas. Lance, you're on Free Talk Live.
Lance. Hang on, I might be on mute. Hang on.
I got you. I hear you.
Nope, I just get in my car to the side of the road on a dirt road.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So my name is Lance. My campaign I'm a campaign manager for a candidate for United States Senate. His name is also Lance Michael Berland. He studied to be a priest, decided to like girls too much, wanted to raise a family. He's an adoptive father and multicultural kid. He's a Republican, but we both support the libertarian movement. He won over the libertarians here in Kansas, and I listen to Free Talk Live all the time because I believe many of the same things, and so does my candidate.
And, so what kind of chances does your candidate have? I mean, have we done the – I presume the primary has already occurred, right?
It happens on August 4th, and okay. He's pounding pavement. I'm doing what I can. I actually resigned the position with the federal government.
How many people is he up against?
He's got 10 competitors, because one actually resides in Washington, so isn't eligible.
Is that an incumbent?
No, it's a okay. seat that was vacated by...
Okay. Somebody.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the incumbent tends to win more than 9 out of 10 times.
And but he's up against Dr. Roger Marshall. And,
well, I don't need to hear the rest of them.
Chris Kobach.
They can call in if they want to get their names on.
Right on.
But what I'm curious of, so what are you? How are you going around? Are you sending him to town halls to chat with people? I mean, COVID's got to really be making things difficult, right?
Traveling around all the dirt roads. Haven't you heard?
That's what we're doing. I just actually slammed on the brakes. I didn't think I would get through. I've actually been on this show one time before. Who am I speaking to? Because I knew you guys different, have different hosts, and you all fly to Saipan, which I've been to, by the way.
Yeah.
Northern Marianas.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is Mark and
Peoples Mountaineer
and Richie Rich.
Yeah,
Richie Rich is on. All right, cool.
He hasn't gotten us in trouble yet tonight. Sorta.
One time. Well, one time.
I'd love to hear more about your candidate as time goes by and how things work out, Lance. Thanks for the call. You know, it's not much fun trying to do the old political party thing and work your way through, but if people don't do it, then I guess people won't do it.
I kind of prefer they don't do it,
yeah.
Generally.
You know what? If Lance doesn't run, that doesn't mean the other 9 people who are probably more distasteful. I'm just taking Lance's word for it. Yeah. Lance's word that Lance is better. The thing is that... I think there's a splitting the middle.
Okay.
And on one hand, you have the notion that, nobody should participate in any of these hierarchical systems. And look, I get it, but it doesn't really solve a problem. On the other side of it, there's as long as the guy who's on the SWAT team kicking my door in is a libertarian, it's fine, right? And I don't think either one of these is an idea that serves.
Well, I want to be somewhere in the middle. Sour on most people where not only do they not vote, but they don't follow the diktats of the people who voted in.
Yeah, but most people are already soured on politics, and they follow the rules because they're going to get hurt.
Part 2, then, right? Part 2, stop following the rules, and then part 3, defend yourself against aggression.
Well, and looking at part 1, okay, so if not voting, and I used to be very much in that camp, but if this is actually a better idea, then we should see things improve as fewer and fewer people vote. But there's no improvement. So,
right.
I mean if you reach the point where 99.9% of people don't vote, heck, let's make it so that nobody votes except for the one person. Well, there's still going to be someone in this coercive control system.
This is the definition of a zero-sum game, right? Yeah. Like, you basically have to play or you don't win. So let me tell you what a market failure is. This was explained to me by David Friedman, who is Milton Friedman's son, and quite the talker in the libertarian community. Guy's brilliant. If you take up a bunch of soldiers, you line them up, they've all got shields with spears lined up, the chances of getting harmed in this formation are low. But if somebody books it backwards, the chances of him, if he's just the only one who runs, drops his spear, drops his shield, the chances of him being harmed are low, but the chances of you being harmed, if you stayed there, are now higher. And you see that, and then you run, and you run, and you run. And this is what the market failure is that the people who run first are most likely to be not harmed, and the people who stay and fight are likely to be harmed. And so what they would do is they'd pull them up to, rivers and stuff.
So stop voting early.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't work.
Oh.
No. I mean... you're still...
Let the people still vote and get harmed.
You will get a crooked old pervert as your president come November.
And then I just don't follow the rules, and then what?
It doesn't make a difference. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to say thanks to the amplifiers out there. Anybody who's amplifying Free Talk Live, you're supporting really the most liberty-oriented show that's on the air around the world. And you're also supporting free speech, the ability for people to call in and talk about what they want to talk about. And that is a heroic act. So thank you to all the amplifiers, and thank you specifically this evening to Vaginatarian. I swear they put this on Sunday nights so that there's a better chance that I'm going to have to read it every time. So there you go. I've read it. I've done my job. And
are you uncomfortable saying that, Mark?
I am. Yes, I am. I'm red-faced and uncomfortable. So there you go.
But macaque monkeys, no problem.
Macaque monkeys, not a problem at all. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Vagina.
Vaginatarian was the amplifier's name.
Oh, is that more embarrassing than just vagina?
I don't know. I know they have the vagina monologues where they basically say the word as often as possible in order to embarrass white guys, so apparently it works for me.
Yeah, or it still does, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I saw the monologues. It's just some storytelling. So,
right.
You know, I didn't care.
Hey,
what's going on there in K-E-N-N land?
Four quarters. Oh, that's right. That is right. I forgot all about that. Listening on K-E-N-N in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico, FC USA. Home of what? Home of the car dealerships that cheat you. And what I was going to say was, before I get on to what I was going to say, I have a, you know, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I am familiar with the
actor. Yeah, so... So in that stylization, Dustin from Kansas, you remember that caller?
Yes.
Dustin is now the wind.
I don't know what that means. The wind.
Dustin the wind from Kansas.
Just because he's Dustin the wind.
Dustin the wind. I get it.
Mark got it. The other guys are
No. It was Richie.
I got it.
Yeah.
I explained it to Mark.
Yeah.
Well, that makes more sense because Mark didn't seem like he was going to get it, which was we're going to take his nearly a boomer card away from him or whatever it is.
I even know the song. So what did you call it about, David?
Oh, well, you were talking about cancel culture, and you're also talking about radio and letting people say what they want.
Yeah,
and
we'll see.
The other yesterday, say that again?
I said, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, right. I know how to end a call real fast.
Well, I bet you do. Please don't.
Vagina.
Yeah.
No, I won't do it nowadays.
No, that's not good enough.
So, yesterday I pointed out a lot of the freak show that is New Mexico. And, you know, part of that freak show that is worth doing is taking, you know, like 2 minutes on YouTube and checking out Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, because she will instantly strike you as fourth grade teacher telling her citizens, which are 2 million New Mexico fourth graders, that are her citizen constituents. That's how she treats them, and you can see that instantly if you just Google Michelle Lujan Grisham, Governor of New Mexico, and watch like 30 seconds of how she talks to her people, her students. And then more of the freak show that is New Mexico is kind of what you're talking about. You're talking about cancel culture, and you're talking about radio and letting people call up and say what's on their mind, which most radio other than yourselves don't do that. They might let you on regardless of your topic, but if they don't like what you have to say, your call lasts less than 30 seconds. And if they like what you say, then your call lasts, you know, up to 2 minutes or more. And
generally here on Free Talk Live, like it or not, the call is going to last more than 2 minutes because
if you have something good to say,
we attempt to have a conversation whether we agree or not.
Right. And so anyway, the radio station that promotes itself as the number one radio station, number one, is that opposed to number two?
Every radio station is number one if you know how to parse the numbers.
Right, but I'm thinking in
Free Talk habits. Live, number one pro-liberty show in the world.
There you go.
And in my
and they also call themselves the Big Stick. I wonder what that means. That's KKOV radio out of Albuquerque, and they have an absolute freak show with a couple exceptions. And so another entertaining thing to do to investigate the culture in New Mexico, or the absence of a culture, is listen to the number one radio station on their, they have their news radio, KKOB.com website. So you go there and you look up their podcast, whatever, it's pretty easy to find. And you listen to a minute of this and a minute of that, and you can discover the freak show that is on-air personalities in the state of New Mexico.
When you say a freak show, you don't mean, like, it's the Q-Zoo in the morning. You mean these people are nuts, right?
Yeah, well, it's basically that. It's actually one of their freak show. They got a guy named TJ Trout who doesn't let me on his program. He used to be a morning freak show radio rock and roll shock jock here in Albuquerque, and now he's got an afternoon news program. Siri politics program, news program, politics program, but he still acts like a, you know, an imbecile shock jock, radio shock jock, and doesn't play very well. So that's one thing. TJ Trout, you can check him out and see what I'm talking about. And but the most interesting one is Sheriff Darren White, who somehow has ended up with a radio show over the years here. And he was the former sheriff of Bernalillo County for 8 years. And before that, he had been, he was also, put it this way, the top public safety officer for the city of Albuquerque until there was a scandal and he retired, a scandal of him extracting his wife. His wife had crashed her car and the cops were there and there was a question of her being under the influence of prescription medication. And Sheriff Darren White swoops in with his, even though he's not a cop anymore, sheriff anymore, nothing like that anymore, he's just a city employee, he swoops in with his car with his light flashing in his windshield, and extracts his wife from the clutches of the cops and takes her to safety, to the safety of their own private doctor.
Yeah, that sounds like a conflict of interest, When I was in Arizona, I saw a lot of open carry of firearms.
Yes, all over.
Does anything like that happen? I mean, you're right there in the Four Corners. You're not that far from Arizona. Does anything like that happen there where you are?
Yeah, New Mexico is an open carry state as well. It's just not practiced as often as you see it. In Arizona, you see it all the time, whereas in New Mexico, it's an open carry state, but you don't see it as often.
I see. Yeah, I was kind of curious about it. It surprised me, even being from New Hampshire. I guess I just didn't expect to see it elsewhere. In New Hampshire, I see it now and then. Rarely do I see it from somebody I don't know.
Yeah. You know? I don't see it much in the general community as much as I see it within, like, the Liberty community.
But, I was there in Arizona. Guy comes out of a restaurant with a gun on his hip. The waitress had a gun on her hip in Tombstone. And I asked her, is that real? She said, you better believe it. She was a rootin' tootin' waitress. I can assure you of that. David, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto, still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash, still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A military ship that's docked at a naval base in San Diego has caught fire, and first responders are having difficulty containing the blaze. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department says multiple agencies responded to the emergency aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. 18 of the sailors are being treated for smoke inhalation. They're still investigating the cause of the fire. San Diego Fire Chief Colin Stahl.
We pulled all of our personnel first off the ship when we realized we were not going to be able to confine the fire to to a small area. Then as soon as the personnel started getting off the ship, there was an explosion, which and we received confirmation from the Navy that there is live orbits on the ship.
The Navy says all crew members are off the ship and accounted for. This is USA Radio News. President Trump wore a mask while visiting wounded members at Walter Reed National Military Center in Maryland. He was seen wearing the facial covering while walking with staff who also were wearing protection amid the coronavirus pandemic. The president also briefly wore a mask while visiting Ford Motor Company in Michigan in May, but this is the first time that he's actually been photographed wearing a facial covering. The president listened to the stories of the soldiers, answered their questions, and thanked them for their bravery and told them that he loved them. The president was also accompanied by Mark Meadows, White House Chief of Staff. The price of gas is continuing to creep back upward. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Just 2 cents in the past 2 weeks. The new average for regular is $2.24. It's been 31 cents jump over 11 weeks.
The lowest average price was in Houston, Texas. The highest was in the San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real life, too. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. And you can believe the United States government made me give that little caveat there. If you think that freedom's important, too, like we do here on Free Talk Live, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. And what I will say about it all is that Intercoin is so exciting that we did really take their currency. As opposed to demanding cash dollars, we took Intercoin. So let's go to Pizza Cake Man calling in on the amp only lines. Pizza Cake Man, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to first apologize. I called in the other day and I made a mistake and forgot I was on live radio to.
Oh, did you say a wordy dirt?
AM stations.
Yeah.
So I apologize and wanted to let that get out there first. But second, I am very new again to Bitcoin and Bitcoin wallets. I have a Coinbase, and I wanted to talk to Richie Rich there and see what he thinks I should start with if I had a couple hundred bucks to invest in now, aside from the bits of Bitcoin I'm going to get, so that way I can pay my next amp in Bitcoin and spend while I'm in Keene.
Well, if you're in Keene, the places around here, it's either Dash or Bitcoin Cash are the big ones.
Okay.
I'm personally a big fan of Monero. So if you're playing with small money, I'd say like those three are, I don't want to say can't go wrong, but it's a good place to start. I have a problem with new people getting on exchanges and then going buck wild with all the variety of altcoins that you can get into.
Playing day trader.
With altcoins.
Which is what I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Right. So,
I want to start a base that's going to eventually lead to an investment.
Right. And so, but if you're using Bitcoin Cash and Dash, right, because you want to spend that in Keene, I don't consider that investment money. That's cash alternatives to be spent on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's one thing. So there's two things I'm looking to do with my Coinbase wallet is to have that money that I'm going to use in Keene, but then also have money that I'm putting in as a investment, a small amount that's a couple hundred as an investment. So what do you suggest for that?
I would say stick with Bitcoin for the investment because it's right now currently the number one.
Yeah, I think I would say that, right? So if you're looking for a strictly investment advice on cryptocurrency, I would say that there will come a time, in my opinion, that some kind of flippening will occur, that the, BTC, Bitcoin, as it is today, will probably become something, of the past.
Yeah.
And that some other crypto will take its place.
It's not there yet.
What that crypto is, I do not know.
It probably doesn't exist yet.
I mean, at one point I would have been confident in saying that by now, Bitcoin Cash would have eaten its lunch. But I'm just not confident in saying that anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't believe in Bitcoin Cash. I do. I really do think that at some point it's going to take over for Bitcoin because it's got the name. It's got, a lot of the features. They're working on it all the time. They're rolling new stuff out all the time. I'm a big believer, but today, you're betting on the future in that sense.
Right. I appreciate that candidness.
There was recently a news article where some Reddit post or some hashtag or whatever, pumped the price of Dogecoin as a joke. And Dogecoin took off.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of times over. So if you had a little bit in Dogecoin through this process, you could have made bank. Right? But it's just another altcoin.
I would definitely say diversify your portfolio. Yeah. I mean, right now it
but
is
not
really
all altcoins.
Right. Well,
but
I mean,
not,
well,
huge
not
portfolio.
All of them, but pick a handful of them that you either think are a good enough investment on a risk factor or that are being used like Dash and Bitcoin Cash are being used to actually trade goods and services. And I mean, it's so easy to have a bunch of different things to bet on a bunch of different horses. You may as well.
Yeah, let me take the opposite side.
Last thing.
Hold on before you go on.
What about Venezuela?
I'll hold you. Hold on. I'll hold you for the next one if that's what you want. I've got another thought here, though. So, Richie, let's say you're not going in 5 years ago because time travel is impossible. You're going in today with $500.
Yeah.
So if you put $100 in, the five more popular ones that you like in the five of the top ten, right?
Sure.
Chances are good that when Bitcoin goes up, that the others would go up farther. Because that seems to be what happens with alts.
Maybe.
Up to this point.
So during the run up to the all time high of Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin was at I think 8,000, and Monero was like fighting at like 150, and I was like, what do I do? And I was like, you know what? I think Monero is going to hit 300 before Bitcoin hits 16,000.
Okay.
Right. So we moved some coin into Monero, and I was right for like a day.
Yep.
Right. Like Monero hit 300.
But you didn't have a sell place.
Well,
you're holding your own coins.
Well, the sell place was like moving it back over to Bitcoin. The goal was maximize Bitcoin at the time. That might not be the case now.
We don't know what the next bull run's going to be based on.
Understood. But at the time, that was the bet that I made, right? But when it came down, right, when everything crashed,
right, when Bitcoin caught a cold, Monero got pneumonia.
Right. And on the recovery, Bitcoin recovered faster.
Yep.
Right. Bitcoin got back up to 8,000. I don't even know if Monero is anywhere near 150 again. That's my baseline. So it's hard when you talk about investments, it's hard to say, like, no, no, put it in an altcoin. Altcoin is the play money for me, where you go like, no, let's do some day trading. Let's
could it get any worse for the alts?
It could. It could absolutely. And so, again, I'm talking to a friend about Dogecoin, and he goes like, no, I'm just going to put 10,000 in Doge. I go, why would you do that? He goes, because it can't really go any further, right? It's like trading at 0.00003, which means if it goes up just a little bit, I double my money, and there's
you can't talk to the Doge guys, man. I mean, it takes a special breed when you're dealing with the Dogecoin guys.
I get it, because I called it a joke. I said Doge is a joke investment, and my buddy goes, no, it's not. Watch this, right? Here's how you make money in Doge. I go, all right, you know. So it's possible. So, you know, pick whatever altcoins you want, but, like, that's I would call that throwaway money that you're going to play around with that you could lose, you know, you could lose out completely on because who knows what they're going to do.
All right. You got our 2 cents now, piece of cake guy. What what's your second topic?
So I'm definitely going to get – I'm going to stay with my initial idea, which was Bitcoin. So I appreciate that. And then the last question is, what about the Petro? I see the Petromoneda coming up as a big stronghold for Venezuela to be able to get their oil out there without the U.S. or without other, you know, petrodollars. What do you think?
At this point, the thing's been a joke. They've, you know, it's behind in production. Like, you know, it's doesn't work. So I don't know. Okay. I mean, the idea that at some point or another they might get this thing to work, then maybe governments and companies around the world that'll use it, it's a possibility, but I don't know.
I'm not educated enough to comment on that one.
Yeah. Well, it's a high risk, high reward, because if you have something that's actually cutting into the OPEC stranglehold on money, then that has a huge possibility of return. But, I mean, the government that's doing this is not exactly reliable.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks for taking the time. Pizza cake. Bye. All right. You can call in, too. You can sound as good as he did by calling in on the Discord lines. If you go to discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com.
And it doesn't have to be amp only.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Final segment, so not much point in giving out the telephone number at this point. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Let's get right into the phones. We've got Lance Berland calling in from Kansas. I believe this is our senatorial candidate. Lance, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All's well.
Hello.
Good. Where are you, what part of this country are you guys in?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Live free or die, boys.
That's what everybody knows about us.
I wish.
So, what's on your mind, Lance?
Sorry, we have a tyrannical fascist governor here from New York that somehow became the governor of Kansas. And everyone here is pretty upset
Apparently
about
New
it.
New Mexico has that problem, too.
Well, we call them massholes here in New Hampshire.
That sounds about right. They're everywhere. They're a minority, but they're really loud, and they got a lot of money behind them.
Yep.
And that's really the issue we're fighting. They control
it
the corporations.
It does seem like some people will travel from one location to another in order to achieve power.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've talked about that before. You talked about Pelosi or Schiff?
Oh, I don't know. You pick. There's a bunch of them.
All of them.
Well, to be fair, I'm in that group.
So. I
travel thousands of miles to exactly get power over myself in a place where some of that's allowed.
So how are you going to make us free, Lance?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth in a way that you've never seen. I'm not a politician. I've had my hands in the dirt. I've been a entrepreneur, consultant. You know, my dad grew up in farming. My mom grew up in farming. Like, I'm a native Kansan from Hayes, Kansas. I live in Abilene, you know, where Eisenhower's from. So I plan
it's a lot
to
of dirt.
Second, a lot of dirt, a lot of stuff. And I plan to be this a lot of animal poo. You know, it's what makes the world go round. You know, these people live in the cities think they get their groceries from Whole Foods or from Safeway or wherever.
Well, because they do. They just don't know where Whole Foods gets it from.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, they're completely clueless, you know, that people actually put their entire lives into creating the food that they eat. And that's the kind of people that live around me. And we just got to tell people the truth and be willing to lay down our life for our friends. You know, I have 2 teenage sons that live here in Salina, Kansas, where I am right now. And I was just with my oldest boy, and, you know, he's a strong conservative, you know, Republican. And I'm a big tent Republican, big tent, not big tent. You know, libertarians have been my greatest supporters lately. I went to one of their meetings, and within 2 hours, they were all voting for me and supporting me, asking what they could do. And it's just a matter of people that have that aren't establishment, that aren't looking to get money from lobbyists, corporations, you know. I've never made a lot of money. I made pretty good money. I had a great life.
So how are you going to get elected if you don't take the money from the corporations? I mean, it seems like the people who get elected do that.
They definitely do, and I think the money plays both sides of it. You know, like Dr. Shiva Adure is running in Massachusetts, you know, to take Elizabeth Warren's seat, and he's you know, he talks about the establishment, but that's kind of obvious. And then you got the not so obvious establishment, and I think it's all the same money that they just. Like, we have two candidates here that have all the money, Roger Marshall, who's a doctor, an MD, and then we have Kris Kobach, former Secretary of State, who's a lawyer. And they have all this money behind them, and they trash each other. But I always feel like it's a game that the establishment plays. You know, so, oh, these are your two candidates. Don't worry about those other guys who are free thinkers.
It sounds a lot like wrestling. Money.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they establish themselves as their own competition.
If the goal isn't to be a long-term politician, right, just take the money. And then do what you're going to do from a pro-liberty, pro-freedom standpoint, and then just acknowledge the fact that they're not going to give you any more money. But, like, take it, put it to good use for liberty causes, and then...
Once you're in, then you've got the name recognition. The likelihood of you losing is very low. But, Lance, I do thank you for the call, and good luck with your campaign.
Even better. Even better reason to take the money.
Yep. So, speaking of those who gain power and at some point don't feel like they need to serve us any longer, from Fox9.com, Minneapolis, the city of Minneapolis is spending $4,500 a day for private security for the three council members who have received threats following the police killing of George Floyd.
Those council members are paying for that out of their own pocket.
No, they're not. $4,500 a day. A city spokesperson said the private... Why don't they just use police officers? Oh, they're trying to defund the police, and that might be deadly for them. A city spokesperson said the private security details have cost taxpayers $63,000 over the past 3 weeks. Why don't they just carry a gun?
Because they're trying to disarm the population?
Right. Yeah, so that's the thing, is that those that would rule us think that it's important for them to have security. And in many cases, they just have the police take care of it. But in some cases, they don't. They have their own private security. But they don't want you to have a gun like their security officer would. They want you to defend yourself with, I don't know, strong words and a stiff talking to.
Isn't the liberty message, though, that private security would work better than the police anyway? So aren't they putting this to the test?
They're using government money to do it. I think we already agree that private security would do a better job because that's their sole job.
Right.
Police aren't private security agents. They're not bodyguards. They're something different.
So if they're paying for it with government money, then are those private security agencies de facto police? Because that's where the funding is coming from?
No.
Is there a way to replace the police department then?
I think that, no, they're not police because they're private security and they don't have arrest powers. They are working as, to keep these people from getting shot, which presumably they've been threatened of. Now, mind you, when I call the police and say I've been threatened, I get ignored. So
you should probably call private security.
Well, I could have. I'm not worried that something's going to happen. I just want the threats to stop.
Okay.
So anyway, the three council members who have the security detail, it's Andrea Jenkins and Phil, whatever they are, have been outspoken proponents of defunding the Minneapolis Police Department. Council member Cunningham declined to discuss the security measures. I don't feel comfortable publicly discussing the death threats against me or the level of security I currently have protecting me from those threats. So I guess, you know, to me, what the biggest problem here is that in many cases, people asking to defund the police and receiving threats are probably people who are Democrat and talking about disarming the populace. And
so, ironic catch 22 there.
Right. So they're going to, now the populace has to pay $4,500 a day to have an armed person protecting Councilmember Cunningham, whom I don't know whether or not he needs the protection.
Well, and a lot of Democrats are not against licensed professionals having guns. They're against, you know, anyone else having guns.
Well, when the government determines, the Second Amendment says that the government's not supposed to determine who gets to possess guns, but the government is the one that hands out the licenses.
Well, and now we're starting to move to not only the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment having the same situation where you have the recognized press and then you have just somebody saying something, which are somehow different things.
Right. It's interesting. Now anybody can have a blog, so everybody's the press. Don't we all?
Which was the point.
Yeah, it was the point. I mean, printing presses weren't cheap, but if you could you could scrawl out, handwritten stuff and hand it out all over town, you'd still have freedom of the press. So, you know, yeah. When I say that I don't know if Councilmember Cunningham needs the protection or not, the reason is not because he's been threatened, but because he isn't willing to pay for it. If he was willing to pay for the protection, then I would know he needs it, because he's the best person to determine whether or not he needs the protection, not whether he, you seem like a big mamma jamma when you've got a couple of guys walking around with guns protecting you, right?
Well, and he still may feel like he needs the protection, but he also knows that he can get someone else to pay for it for him, which also benefits him.
Sure, and everybody wants the thing that they want for free.
Of course.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's not an unusual circumstance, but this is why economics is economics, because we'll know whether or not Councilmember Cunningham needs the protection if he's willing to pay for it. And sure, it's expensive. Well, if it's the kind of job where we lose councilmen from getting shot or something, then maybe we should pay him more. I don't know.
Should we start a cancel campaign for the security firm instead of protecting the public servants?
No, I don't think the security firm's at fault here. I think it's the
taking the money.
Just the very notion.
Their only fault is receiving stolen money.
Yeah. FreeTalkLive.com. Check us out. And, subscribe to our newsletter at FreeTalkLive.com. It's right there on the front page.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.